I just want to give you a reminder of our worship services for Sunday morning and Christmas Eve. We will have a 9 a.m. service on Sunday, Christmas Eve, and a candlelight service at 4 o'clock, and 10 p.m. Christmas Eve is our PJ service. Join us for worship on Christmas Eve. Now from Luke, the shepherds visit Bethlehem according to Luke. We may think we know the story of the shepherds' visit, but what we may not know, or may have forgotten, is who the shepherds are. The shepherds are doing their job, and our stereotypical understanding of what shepherds do may not truly describe these shepherds. They work all day and all night keeping watch for things that threaten the sheep and react quickly when those threats come. The kind of person it takes to be a shepherd is rugged, strong, and fearless. As it turns out, these shepherds are good listeners and take instructions well. To be fearless and attentive makes this nighttime scene even more puzzling. The angel of God's arrival frightens the shepherds. An angel of God frightens even men who are willing to take on a lion attack or run off a bear to save a lamb? These shepherds are good listeners and pay attention as they shake with fear. What is it that brings out the fear in these shepherds? Is this what we think is a typical scene in Bethlehem countryside? Is this where God shows up often? Are not the shepherds expecting an angel to show up at that very time? If these are God-fearing shepherds, then this makes all kinds of sense. But if they were frightened, maybe they do not even know God. We do not hear if they are Jews or followers of God or of Abraham, or if they have even set foot in the temple of God. We do know that, as a whole, shepherds were typically the bottom of the hierarchy and considered outcasts in social standings. Poorly dressed, unbathed, and smelly is one way they have been described. They most likely did not have many friends outside their circle of co-workers. Going to town was not something the shepherds would do on a regular basis. Why then did God choose these shepherds to be the first to hear about the Christ child? Why do they get to see the baby in the manger, even before he receives a name? The shepherds are not much different from the mother of Jesus. She is a 12 or 13-year-old girl who has low standing in the social system of the day. Engaged to a carpenter, her life looks pretty much like all the other common girls of her age. She is not outstanding. She is basic and yet a good listener who follows instruction well. I'm beginning to see a pattern of good listening and taking instructions. I could go on to find others in Jesus' family tree that were not the most popular, wealthy, or high on social status before God called them to work. God used them, the same type of people he uses today. This story is about God and God's actions, not shepherds and little girls. Shepherds, called to be the first disciples of Jesus Christ, sent into the world declaring the good news of God. Mary did what she was supposed to do by being the mother of the Christ child. God is the one that comes as a baby, will grow up to give God's self on the cross. God came and opened the gate of God's kingdom for all people. Do we hear God opening the gate for us? Or are we too rich, powerful, and popular to hear God calling us? Amen. Let us pray. God of proclamation, you sent shepherds to Mary to proclaim the good news that her child is God's son. Send us into the world to proclaim the good news of your love to all who will hear. Open the gate for all your creation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.